you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan, and wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for y'all 24/7. Or perhaps thou hast gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. I'm mixing my genres. Thou hast gone and done downloaded us as at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, application and all that stuff.
You're redneck Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I'm Panhandle Moliere, motherfucker.
Trying to find some kind of light. Somewhere in the cave.
No. There's no light in the cave. There's no light in the cave.
We are going to be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's Faithless Friday.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Slightly before the show, offline, we were...
Crab diving, offline, conversation.
We were conversing over the fact that more things are happening to reinforce our atheism, which we will be chatting. Faithless Friday, we whip out disbelief a little bit more.
Wow, thanks, Jesus. Good job, you dick.
America's new transvestite army.
Exactly.
Fuck you too, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And listen, Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, fuck you. I don't care. I know you're trying to preserve your fucking job or whatever, for what it's worth. That's fine. I'm not going to help you make that case. Fuck off. You suck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
bullshit.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Please clap.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
So, we might as well just go right to the headlines. I'll do Sarah Palin. The lamestream media. Anyway.
By the way, just a shout out to Michael James Benson, who was on the show yesterday. He is lounging like, what did you say, like Caligula in my bedroom?
No, he said like Caligula.
Oh, he did he say that?
That's his own joke.
He thinks of himself as Caligula.
Well,
that's crazy.
You were mocking him, and he...
Oh, was I?
He jumped in.
Damn.
He jumped in.
Yay!
Go to Crab Diving on iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite application,
right?
And listen to yesterday's show where MJB sat in, or follow him
right
on his social medias at MJB Comedy. And if you're in the Pensacola area, Ryan's show tonight,
yep. Well, Benson's headlining.
Well, there's show beforehand.
He's headlining the first show tonight at 9:30, and then my show is 11 in Pensacola, Florida at the Days Inn, the Back Porch Bar and Grill. Please,
is that enough for recovery time for him in between?
I don't know.
In between,
I don't know if little Caligula Jr. is going to be ready. He better be ready. He'll be ready.
Is there a pill for that?
Yes.
Help you get it up for the second.
In stand-up comedy?
For the second.
You want me to find a pill? Okay. I find a pill.
Yeah.
God, none but pills.
Bump into a comic and it's...
Oh, look, I failed the drug
test. Somebody dropped a bag of marbles.
I got a needle stick.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also toss us a message over at our Facebook page, which we check less frequently.
Yeah.
Thanks to those that tweet us and everything. DMs on Twitter, really slow checking. I apologize.
I don't even know how
it's
to.
It's just,
I don't know where we do.
I have a lot of boxes to check off during the day. And not.
Check my box, baby.
Yeah, not a great one.
Shit. You don't have a great box.
But I get to them when I can it.
Right.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Speaking of the Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Over at the HuffPo, the
commie
pinko liberal. HuffPo. This
rapist.
Hot as fuck Friday. I know we're here in Florida, but goddamn.
Well, it is hot. I mean, and guess what? It's only going to get hotter.
It's hot and humid.
Despite what the GOP says about the fucking climate, it's going to get hotter. You know, it's going to get hotter. The storms are going to get crazier.
And wetter.
Ooh, yes.
So wet. It's so wet.
Donald, how wet do you think the next hurricane will be? Will it be more wet? Will it be the wettest?
So, yeah, at the HuffPost, headline says, "It's over." Collins is a yes, with a picture of a grinning, soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh.
It's a betrayal. All these people that voted yes betrayed this country. Even if you needed to get elected, you have to live with that. Fuck you.
Susan Collins, I mean, if you listen to it, you knew within the first 10 seconds, 15 seconds, where she was going to go, and then we had to listen to 45 minutes of blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, she said, "I vote yes." But she fucking opened with, at the beginning of this process, before the nominee was even announced, there was one organization, a special interest, who announced their opposition to whoever it was.
Yeah.
And what they probably
prior to the announcement,
if Trump said it's from this group of 11, and they looked at all 11 and said, "Well, we're a liberal group, we can't go for any of those, we're going to oppose that," then
yeah,
I get it. Then they would say, "Look, we're going to oppose anybody from that list." So, and if that's what she's talking about,
right.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Regardless, that when she opened with that right away, special interest lined up against nominee.
Yeah, and Susan.
You knew we were fucked. Yeah. I mean, you knew we could just tune out.
Hey, Susan, let me ask you something. Do you think we don't live in a banana fucking republic? Do you think
she tuned in right now?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You think they listen
Susan,
to us in the cloakroom
no.
or something? They
fuck
got crab
no.
diving playing?
But Susan, do you consider this president legitimate? Do you really? We know he was installed by Putin. We know they colluded with the Russians during the election. He did win the popular vote. We know there's shenanigans. He's being investigated. His fucking campaign manager was found guilty. His national security advisor was found guilty. Lots of people have been found guilty of bullshit from his campaign, right?
Sure.
How do we nominate how do we confirm a SCOTUS nominated from such a fucking crook, but you wouldn't do it from Obama? You wouldn't do it for Obama, so fuck you.
And I do think, though, that there is a silver lining to this one. I mean, I think this was a fight worth fighting for the galvanization. I think it was a tough hill to conquer, and we done lost it. But it doesn't mean we can't come back to this hill later, which they're kind of setting themselves up for. I mean, seriously, if the Democrats decided at some future point where it was actually feasible to impeach him, that they wanted to open an investigation into his perjury alone, take away the sexual assault allegations, just
right.
the lying about all the other shit.
It's a crime.
Then, you know, there's a possibility that they could impeach his ass.
I mean, after his initial hearing, it's a crime that it went so far. It's a crime that Christine Blasey Ford had to come forward and tell her fucking story, and she didn't want to, but she did. But it shouldn't have got that far.
Right.
We shouldn't have needed her speaking out to not elect that piece of shit. And listen to me, Democrats. I fuck any other nomination from this orange motherfucker. He's not legitimate. He's not a legitimate fucking president. And don't sit there and pretend he is.
I'm sure Joe Manchin now has cover.
Fuck him.
Joe Manchin has cover to vote yes because it'll. Yeah, he doesn't need it though. I don't get that vote.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Heitkamp, I guess it would help her more because she's in the hole up in North Dakota.
Joe,
but
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
But so, I mean, I guess she's worried about it being deeper in the hole. But she's not worried about it though because she said no. But Manchin is up 10 last I saw.
Well, you know,
so I don't,
that's how he feels.
But I just don't know if that would. Yeah,
that's how he feels. He likes Kavanaugh. And Joe, you know, I guess you did this to, I don't know, preserve your fucking job. But understand that you betrayed the women of this country. You did with that vote. I don't give a fuck. You put your name. History is going to show you supported a fucking rapist for SCOTUS. That's who the fuck you are.
I think it's John Meacham is a presidential historian dude that is on all the shows. And he said that when he gets a chance to talk to some of these people,
yeah,
his question is, you know, on tough decisions. I'm paraphrasing whatever he said, but it's... when in the future, if people are looking at an oil painting of you, what is the first thing you want to be known for and remembered for?
Well, he just got something.
I'm just saying that's
yep.
That's what this guy said is, you know, a question to talk to these people. And
right.
Yeah. Susan Collins. I don't think she helped her oil painting in the future.
Fuck no.
They're going to look at her and say, oh, yeah, she's the one who.
Everybody that did anything to prop up this piece of shit fascist in the White House has to be known for that. They are sympathizers. They are enablers. They are the bad guys. And Joe Manchin, how the fuck do you look the women in your life in the fucking eyes after what you fucking did today?
Well, but sadly, they're all still going to be around.
Well,
even if Trumpenstein goes
right.
away, and
well,
a number of toadies.
You know, because this, what's his face got, that dickhead, Mitch McConnell, got harassed at some restaurant. People were yelling at him. We never.
Ted Cruz got run
yes,
out of
Yes. Never
of
let
the
people
too.
Like Joe Manchin forget that they betrayed us. This vote betrays us. It betrays the Democratic Party. That's a slap in the face of women. In disguise for torture.
Yeah.
He's a torture guy. From the Bush era. This is unacceptable in our fucking country. And fuck Joe Manchin.
That means Murkowski's probably going to definitely vote. I mean, she might vote no still, which would be 50-50. And then mother's husband breaks the tie. So that would require one more. That's if the same votes that they had in the cloture vote. Well, that was 51-49.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, fuck them. You know, I get like why some Democrats vote. You know, it's opportunistic. You're doing it to save your fucking job. You can justify it all you want. That's fine. But if you do that, you live with it. And Joe Manchin, you fucking betrayed this country. Enjoy your job and fuck off.
Well, one of the Democrats' arguments was, yeah, you know, but they get to live to fight. Again, for affordable health care and for all kinds of other choices and stuff like that. If they throw away a possible winning keeping of a seat to the Republicans, I mean, I don't know. This guy, sometimes you got to think tactically.
Well, yeah, I get it. I understand that.
As
much
as it sucks.
And they can think tactically. That's fine.
As much as it sucks.
But you know what? I'm not making the case for them.
But they don't think like us in West Virginia. You'll be surprised.
No, I understand. I get it.
So
I get it. But that doesn't mean you vote for a rapist. That doesn't mean you vote for a guy that supports torture.
And I concur because there's this whole process is ridiculous. There are 10, 11, I don't know. I forget how many are on that fucking list of his from the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah.
I'm sure the rest of them, there may be a rapey one or two left, but I'm sure there's one in there that hasn't raped people. That, right?
But I would say to that.
A belligerent drunk.
Right.
this whole process, even a couple senators today said, you know, this would have been a lot easier if they put up one of those people.
Well,
because then a bunch of Democrats would have probably just said, this person is qualified.
And fuck them.
We're going to vote for them. But that's the way the tradition is.
I don't care. Tradition. Look at our president.
With Obama.
When are we going to? But we're not in a normal. This is not a normal time.
Right.
This guy is not legitimate, this president. Mitch McConnell, those fucking Republicans, didn't give us that, didn't give Obama his SCOTUS. And we're going to roll over and forget that? Are you fucking kidding me? That's bullshit. Fight. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Well, yeah, but the somebody in West Virginia has to fight differently than someone in New York or someone in liberal California.
Right. But, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. And Joe Manchin can vote the way
somewhat
he does.
Somewhat only because, let's not forget, Bernie did pretty fucking well in West Virginia. But again, that was among the Democrats.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, I don't know how well Bernie might have done in a general election in West Virginia, but I have a feeling he would have done maybe better than Hillary in West Virginia because of that populist message that he had.
Yeah. That, you know.
But I don't know.
Speculation. I mean, you know, we're dealing with a president who, the many sides thing, and he's a racist, you know, and he has policies that oppress people of color and shit. And to me, voting anybody he puts up, confirming anybody he puts up, I don't know. It just seems real fucking wrong. Seems wrong.
Right, unless you're convinced you're going to lose your seat because of it.
Well, then that's fine. Then you have to live with it.
Right.
Then choke on it, Joe. Choke on it. You keep your seat. That's fine. But people shouldn't allow him to fucking forget what he did.
Do you want to hear some Susan Collins? I'm not going to play it. Fuck her.
Fuck her. We get it. You don't believe her.
Well,
she doesn't believe her.
I think it was one of the MSNBC guys even earlier who's, you know, mostly an objective reporter who was like, come on, we need to be kind of over this. Will she or won't she of Susan Collins every fucking time?
Yeah, fuck that.
And with the exception of the Affordable Care Act that she did vote on the right side for.
Wow.
The rest of these, she has come across on the side of Mitch and on the side of
Trump.
Of Ted Cruz. I'm talking about senators. But yeah.
This is the GOP. This is the party of fascism. This means that every time that there's a chance, a fucking glimmer of hope that one of them is going to do the right thing, the whole country's on edge. Like, ooh, are they going to do something remotely decent here? Fuck that.
It's like good news.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick. Hey, Susan, I hope you lose your fucking seat. You're a monster. You're a traitor.
Our anti-Semite in chief, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of odd, given the fact that his daughter,
yes,
his basically
Ivanka?
Inflatable daughter,
right,
is
it's like a really nice blow up doll.
She is married. She converted to Judaism when she married Jared Kushner
for Subway. Jared Kushner.
The I forgot the Drudge Report. I'm sure it's the
garbage.
I'm sure it's that Justice Kavanaugh will be voted upon. I'm sure there'll be some good speeches coming out of it from some of the Democrats. And, you know, hey, Kavanaugh, I know you're listening. But, okay, prove us wrong.
He's not going to.
Prove us wrong. That's all we can say at this point. Prove us wrong.
Now, we can say is...
Unemployment lowest since 1969 is the headline of the Drudge Report. And then a whole bunch about Collins, yes. Manchin, yes, it says.
Garbage. Just garbage. You know what I want to hear from my people I'm going to vote for? And I want to hear them talking about how they're going to fucking impeach this judge. How are they going to impeach fucking Trump? I want these Nazis out of the fucking White House and these fucking rapists.
So today, our president tweeted at 8:03 a.m. That's our time, so like 9 a.m. Eastern. We're here in the Central Time Zone.
Yes.
Here in the taint of the Bible Belt.
In which that makes no sense that we're central. I mean, we're not central.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's odd. You don't think it's odd that we're in the Central Time Zone?
Well, if you look at the whole country.
I guess. Well, but right above us, isn't it Eastern in Georgia?
I guess.
Yeah. And then we're at the same time zone as Chicago. That doesn't seem weird.
Is Alabama?
But that doesn't seem weird, though.
Central?
I don't know. Alabama?
Yeah.
They're in the past. They're in the past time zone.
Alabama's fucking in the Pleistocene.
Alabama's like, hey, look at it. Alabama didn't elect a rapist. Alabama didn't, where it was able to avoid the rapist.
Barely.
Barely they but avoided
nonetheless, they
but
did.
This guy.
Right.
But our country. Oh, my God. Quit thinking the GOP will ever do the right thing. Quit it.
So this morning, Donald Trump tweeted, the very rude elevator screamers.
Fuck you.
Are paid professionals only looking to make senators look bad. Don't fall.
What?
It almost looks like fail for it. Don't fall for it.
Uh-huh.
Look at all of the professionally made identical signs paid for by Soros and others. Those are not signs made in the basement from love. Hashtag troublemakers.
Oh, my God.
The signs made from love.
Donald.
So I want handmade signs.
Yes.
They're like, fuck you, Trump, you cunt.
Right.
This was made from love.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, Trump, you're bananas. I've been listening to stories about you. I've been listening to that audible of fear.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking nuts.
But those women are activists. They make no claims otherwise.
Yeah, they are activists.
They happen to be activists that have been sexually assaulted,
right,
and who are activists for women who have been sexually assaulted. So, and do they raise money for their activism? Yeah. Do they maybe raise a little money to print up some fuck you Trump signs that look nice?
Of course.
Yeah. So what?
Who gives a fuck?
How does that delegitimize the process when you fucking whores have Trump come and Mercer jizz oozing out of your eye holes?
Think about it if you're a woman. Alabama nearly elected a rapist senator. A rapist of girls. Kavanaugh sexually assaulted that lady. We know he did. Put his hand over her mouth. She thought she was going to fucking die. He's SCOTUS. How many women come forward against Donald Trump? He's the fucking president. Yeah. Joe Manchin, I hope you enjoyed your fucking vote for yes. Explain that vote to your female constituents. Explain it to your human constituents. It's bizarre. It's bizarre, man.
So Trump whipped out that Soros thing, which is the anti-Semites
Stupid. Love
to invoke Soros because he's Jewish, and then they come out with that other lie, the disproven debunked lie that he sold out the Jews in Hungary.
Listen to this.
During the war when he was a kid.
We have our president. I mean, he's dog whistling. It's not even dog whistling, right? He's just being racist.
Well,
anti-Semitic. How do we put up with that?
Conspiracy theories are permeating everything now. And here is on, shocking, Fox. Fox Business, I guess.
Okay.
Maria Bartiromo.
Okay.
That ninny. Here with her, you can hardly see the strings moving him. The nasty old fuck buzzard from Iowa,
fuck Chuck Buzzard,
Chuck Grassley.
Bleh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Here's him kind of saying the same bullshit today.
has gone on here, Senator? I mean, you've had people thrown out of restaurants. You've had people shamed and criticized online, and obviously protesters in your face. First off, do you believe George Soros is behind all of this, paying these people to get you and your colleagues in elevators or wherever they can get in your face?
I have heard so many people believe that. I tend to believe it. I believe it fits in his attack mode that he has and how he uses his billions and billions of resources. I think it promotes incivility in American society, but I also think that the resistance that's been in existence since November 2016 is headquartered here on Capitol Hill. When you have congresswomen say that you get in the face of anybody that's in the cabinet,
that's not Maxine.
True. Yeah,
that's going after Maxine.
God, this is ridiculous. This is the dumbest shit ever.
Well, I love that the Republicans are whinnying about civility.
There's no reason. Right? I mean, really,
they're complaining about civility.
I mean, with
Donald Trump in the White House.
I mean, listen, Democrats, you really can't legitimize this party. This party is done. This party is anti-Semitic. Going on TV and pretending like there's truth to these bullshit George Soros theories, I don't know what that's... Are you emboldening anti-Semitic people to do bad shit? God, is that the point?
There's even a right-wing watch. It's all there's about why they hate Soros and everything, and there's even a picture from the Glenn Beck show with a chalkboard, and there's like a giant... nasty looking octopus, and it has George Soros at the top of it, the tentacles of George Soros.
Oh God, that is, I'm sorry. They are dehumanizing. They're trying to dehumanize Jewish people. That's what's up.
Yeah, and when they complain about the media being the Jewish media,
do we have
the
to be
Jewish
stupid?
Bankers that are backing everything.
Do we have to just pretend like this isn't existing?
Have we heard that before?
We are right. Choking on race. That the Republican Party is choking on fucking racism. It's just choking.
See, right
on
now,
us.
They feel like they're buds with the Jews. Some of them, but you know, there's that saying: first they came for the Jews and I didn't say anything. Then they came for the homosexuals. What was it? Something like that? Or,
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. And then they came for me and there was no one to speak for me. And that's what the Republicans now are, Muslims and Mexicans. Oh my, I don't know. Yeah. It's a toss up right now. It's more Mexicans.
It's disgusting
until
man.
They can gin up a Reichstag.
You know,
event.
This, that Chuck Grassley said something interesting. He thinks the resistance is where?
Who said?
Chuck Grassley. Where did he say?
Well, it's right here in D.C. when, you know, when a congresswoman, a black one, can say, that you should go up to these people and bother them in public.
Chuck, the resistance is the country. It's most people in this country. Most people in this country, Chuck Grassley, hate you,
assuming,
and they hate the bullshit you fucking stand for. The resistance is everybody.
But
a tiny little group of Republicans.
Isn't he up for re-election? Or
God, it's
Joni Ernst? No, I guess this must be an off year for them. Maybe.
Good. How old are you, Chuck? When do you quit?
18,000.
We are waiting. We the progressives in this country, and it's your fault. It's there. It's I wouldn't be if you weren't racist and shitty, I wouldn't be saying this. But we're waiting for people like you to fucking die. Right. I mean, for the world to progress and get better, we're waiting for old
assholes
to die.
We also need to somehow get the message out to their some of their spawn because they're insulating and educating. And look at Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. Frat fuck.
But there's more of
not
us.
Not that everybody is frat fucks. Well, I know some people that are.
But
that
when these old fucks.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, I know some people that are cool frat people that aren't douche loads like this guy. But we all know this guy.
Oh, yeah.
We know the people that were like this guy.
But you're right.
And the people like that guy are the ones that in the 80s and 90s start becoming revered because they're sociopaths and knew how to make money make more money.
Right.
For them.
But ultimately, don't you
buddies.
Think there's more of us? There's more of us.
I'm not saying it's going to end well for them.
Yeah. No, it's not. They'll
see the light and there'll be another horrific recession. I saw another prediction the other day that some people are thinking within a year, they think this student loan market's going to blow and it's going to drag the housing market with it. And we're going to be fucked for a while.
It is naive to think. You're right, man. It's naive to think that that there will be no major consequence of the Trump era. It's going to fucking kill the country. Trump is going to leave this nation in fucking shatters. Tatters, what the fuck ever.
It'll be in intensive care for a while.
Right.
So, Donald Trump, whipping out one of the favorite ridiculous conspiracy theories and one of the beloved theories of anti-Semites online.
I mean, what?
It's very strange because there are times that he's pretty anti-Semitic, but then there's Ivanka and Jared.
Right.
I don't know.
He's anti-Semitic.
I mean, he's just transactional. He's racist. Maybe. He's just like, I don't care, Ivanka, go ahead.
Yeah.
Convert, I don't care. It's all bullshit.
You know, this administration is racist, and the Republicans just love it. And the allies in this country, us white people that are progressives, with our white fucking skin, we have to do something. We have to use our superpower that is our white skin and do something. It's the least we can fucking, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, and at least until in a few years that it's really a minority majority country and nobody is in charge anymore.
See your white friends out there being racist or saying something shitty. Tell them to shut the fuck up.
What was that thing you put up on Facebook about it's about time the women are in charge. Why not let the women run the place?
Right.
It's just amazing how some of them are like, oh, why? What do you mean? Why? Oh, you hate men?
No.
It's like, no. What? Like when they asked Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what would be a good number? Well, think of how ridiculous this question is.
Yeah, first. It's crazy.
What would be a good number of women on the court for you? What do you think it should be? 5, 4? And she said, what about 9? And they were aghast. And she said, up until, what's her name? Reagan.
Yeah.
Appointed. I'll think of her name in a moment. It was 9 men for 200 years.
Yeah.
And nobody said fuck off.
Look at our government.
So you bristle at 9 women? Why? Why would you do that?
I mean, it's our whole society. Look at TV. Look at the movies.
Right.
Look at all the industries, all the CEOs. They're all white fucking guys. And look at our country. Look at the mess our country is in right now. We are in shitdom. We are in a banana republic. Everybody that runs all these cabinet appointees from Trump, they're proving to be kleptocrats. They're just taking. They're taking and they're raping our everything, right? We need a change, right?
Hopefully it starts with these old fucking conservative white cunts? In 30 days, and that's where I'm a little more hopeful in that I'm kind of glad this is over, because if this was galvanizing the dummies...
What's over? What do you mean the...
The SCOTUS thing.
Oh, yeah.
That if they found just in the last week that their enthusiasm is all riled up now because it's a battle. Because it's fucking Bama versus the Gators to them. That's all they care about. It's all they care about is the win, the W. And that their enthusiasm for the upcoming election has skyrocketed in the past couple of weeks because of this. So many people were saying, and I think it's probably the case, in a week, what are they going to be looking at? What shiny thing are they going to try to be looking at?
I don't know.
It's just not going to work. Meanwhile, the Democrats now are losing their minds. They're like, holy fuck, there is a at best, perjurer.
Yeah.
At worst, sexual assaulty dickwad on the Supreme Court right now. Another.
Yeah.
Sexually inappropriate dickwad. And, but now they can use that as a fire up point in the next 30 days. Like, see?
Soul search. Soul search, Dems. Soul search. Maybe not so much Nancy and Chuck. Maybe more anger, more fist, less carrot. It's a wake up call. This is what happened. I don't know. you didn't go to Michigan to campaign, and now we have this. That's what happened.
It's a great sound effect, though.
Yeah, no, it's just you didn't go to Michigan. You didn't go to Michigan, Hillary. Why? Why did you ignore those people that didn't have any fucking water? Why? Is this the consequence of that?
And I would also ask to be notified when we've used 45 minutes of the Democrats' time.
Without objection.
Thank you. Mr. President, given the serious and troubling allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh, I am deeply disturbed that the Senate is moving forward with this nomination. When it was announced that the FBI could investigate these serious and credible allegations, I had hoped that there would be a legitimate investigation. As the former Attorney General of California, I have tremendous, tremendous respect for the sworn law enforcement officers at the FBI. And this should have been a search for the truth. They should have been allowed to do their full job. But instead, the White House did not allow it. This was
I think that's going to bite him in the balls, too, because that's going to come out. And, you know, the Democrats are going to break their asses to get proof of that between now and the election.
I hope. Yeah.
That exactly what the White House told
the FBI
they could look at. And if that leaks out somewhere.
Right.
Maybe there's some deep stater in the FBI who's going to leak out the memo they got.
Yep.
Then that'll just drive people insane. It'll be proof that they said, here's the four people you can talk to and you can't talk about this. No drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
No perjury. None of that. All you could do is ask them about that night that she said she was sexually assaulted.
I mean,
that's what they think they were limited to. We don't know.
It's a sham. It's a sham. It's theater.
Show us.
It's theater.
And there's actually a couple of Republicans that are saying, yeah, yeah, do it. But again,
fuck Jeff Flake.
Cornyn even.
Yeah.
But again, theater, because I don't see them doing that.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Hey, you know what's funny is that we thought that maybe there would be some Republicans that gave a fuck. But their president is this guy. Donald Trump is Kavanaugh. He's a rapey, one percenter, rich weirdo that, you know, and all these weird fucking Yale clubs, the fucking Devil's Triangle bullshit. Fuck this. They're all these weird conservative wackos with real fucked up ideas about women. That's who they are.
You know what? It's.
I mean, you got Donald Trump.
There's a correlation between these pages here.
I mean, didn't Flake support Trump?
I don't remember if it was a reluctant.
Well, he ultimately did anyway.
If it was a reluctant, you know, I'll vote for the party.
Oh, God.
Candidate kind of a thing. I don't remember.
Reluctant. It's a reluctant. Yes.
Or if he was. There were a few that allegedly like voted for Mickey Mouse. Or
right. You know. Hey, Jeff, you know what's weird is that you acted like this was a tough decision to make. I'm in your shoes. I know. I heard the facts. I didn't get to read the FBI report, but what I know about Kavanaugh is like, it's a no. And that's not a tough decision. He lies under oath. He's a rapey motherfucker with a horrible temperament. No. No for SCOTUS. Right?
Right.
Is that tough? Tough decision.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Join us on our social medias, like we said. And thanks to those that buy shit through our Amazon link. We appreciate the little commission that we get when you do that. If you want to, those that do, thank you. And those that want to, it's go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
At Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right.
Eventually, Screaming. I can buy a new fucking computer.
Is it dying? Is that fucking computer dying?
I can't blame. I can kind of blame the computer, but it's also, I think, a mixture of ad blockers and antivirus and the websites.
Why does our internet suck in this country, man? Why can't we have better
capitalism?
Internet? Yes. Can we have better politicians?
Because American capitalism. Because they don't allow competition.
Right.
because they let the fish get too big and it eats up all the smaller fish.
Yeah.
Tell me where the competition is, you assholes. When right here in the panhandle of Floridia.
Yes.
75,000 fucking people. Decent little size, medium-ish town. I don't know.
Right, right.
Right here at this house, we got two choices.
It's internet. They're not AT&T, choices.
Well, without satellite, which sucks dick wad.
Right, it's not a choice.
But for ground-based, we got AT&T and we got Cox.
Cox.
And but that's it. Where's the competition there?
There's none.
Well, there's two. Fuck you. The competition. Why can't there be 10? Why can't there be municipal? Yeah. Why can't there be a municipal
option? And Cox fucking sucks. They have outages all the fucking time.
Like Chattanooga. And then what happened? The big corporate interest cracked the whips on their whores that they bought in the state Senate and in the state legislature of Tennessee. And they tried to vote that Chattanooga wouldn't be able to do that. No public internet for you.
Right.
The big evil state is telling.
Oh, yes.
The Republicans, the big evil state were telling them. Because why? Because it would hurt. They would be able to get better internet for cheaper. And that would hurt the Cox and the AT&T. And all the other assholes. Oh, when?
I mean, aren't you working for us? And not the fucking corporations, you motherfuckers.
And that's the exact thing.
I mean, honestly, we live in a kleptocracy. Our government is modeled after Russia, right? That all they do in Russia is just steal their natural resources. Hard, No, they do it and they just sell that shit.
Here's the little bit. Of Senator, that was Kamala Harris, by the way, if you didn't recognize that.
Yeah. Hey, let's have her be president.
I'm going to skip. I would also ask to be notified when we've used
45 minutes.
Skip ahead a bit.
Yes.
I wonder if I have the ending here.
This was not a search for the truth. This was not an investigation. This was an abdication of responsibility and duty. And this on the heels of a process that began with hiding more than 90% of Judge Kavanaugh's record. We only received approximately 400,000 pages out of an estimated 6.9 million pages of documents. The Republicans have been saying, oh, you should be happy you received thousands of pages of documents. Because they want us to treat crumbs on the table like it's a feast.
Yes!
These were crumbs on the table compared to the vast amount of information that is available to some. About his background. This process has left the American people with more questions than answers. This has not been a search for the truth. The minimum standard for a Supreme Court nominee should be someone who we are confident will demonstrate impartiality, integrity, and truthfulness. But the nominee we are voting on has not demonstrated those qualities. Every American is entitled to the benefit of the doubt, but nobody is entitled to a seat on the United States Supreme Court.
Did she throw the mic down and walk off stage?
I yield my time,
said.
God damn. After that.
I mean, I don't know what people want to feel today. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, here's what I'm feeling, and I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Nobody should be happy today. You should be mad. You should have a little, like when I get
angry. I'm happy because I think people will be mad.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
I think this will help galvanize even people on the right who, you know, are right leaning fancy people.
We have to look
and the independents got us here.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
and inexplicable Obama Democrats had voted Trump, which
What do you mean independent? Like you got to go to the center or something like that, or
they don't like voting for either party, but they usually do. Usually they don't. Independents lean obviously more in one direction. Like we got Bernie and we've got Angus King of Montana. They're both independents. They don't answer to either party.
Right.
But they caucus with the Democrats because they tend to vote more progressive and liberal. But you know, I think the parties are part of the problem.
Right. I tell you, though,
because, yeah, you know, how great would it have been? Why not have 3-4 candidates for president? Why do we have to have two? Why are we limited to two choices? Why not have a third, fourth viable option? And please show me in the Constitution where we're a two-party system. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'd have to look into. I don't think that's in there. In fact, it's not.
Yeah.
this is a duopoly that we've allowed to happen.
Yeah.
That we don't need to happen.
And you know what? It's the Democrats' responsibility to kill this fucking monster.
And in history, it's happened. The Whigs.
The what?
The Whigs.
Yeah.
Went bye-bye.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
When the Republicans were born, which are the Democrats today, they were the liberals back then, Lincoln.
I mean, we should all go to the voting booth fucking pissed. Pissed off. We should feel pissed off today. We should feel fucking cheated.
We're, you know, these candidates that are doing well are not the Brett Kavanaughs.
It's a sham
of the world anymore. It's not the polished white dude with perfect teeth and the suit coming to your neighborhood.
I mean,
and telling you, I'm going to make things better for you. It's people like you that are run, like to the listeners, to us.
And Trump fucked us.
It's regular people running. Sorry. Who are trying to regular people running, who are attracting like Ocasio-Cortez, like Randy Bryce in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
those people.
Yeah,
are becoming the popular candidates.
Right.
The regular people, which is allegedly what many of the framers intended. Not all of them. A lot. Don't forget that half of the country were Federalists. We're assholes. Half of them were assholes. Half were Federalists. Some were Federalists.
Yeah,
some were assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yep.
And wanted only white landowners.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah, it's just depressing. And we should all be angry and fucking pissed. They fucked us. You know, this whole thing is just a fucking. It's a fucking.
Well, and they're
Trump is illegitimate.
They're already trying to fuck us with the for the next election. You see, they're already setting up China as diddling in our election. They're trying to cover up what Russia did,
and Russia's still diddling. We don't know what they're doing,
and totally blame China. Now all of a sudden they're all upset. Mike Pence, I guess, speaking today about China fucking with our elections. That's what they're going to do. And then, I mean, that's when I think shit will burn figuratively. And sadly, I hope not, but literally, if they try to discount elections, that where the Democratic wave hits and they try to blame China for diddling with the elections, therefore we have to delegitimize the entire elections until we can figure out what the hell's going on. I think that's when the streets erupt, and I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I don't know,
but I wouldn't put past them.
Yeah,
Trump and Putin. That's right up their alley. That's right up Putin's alley.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Get them. Blame the Chinese. Catch them. Set them up. We'll hack Tupelo, Mississippi. And give it to the Democrats.
Yes.
And you guys can catch us. We'll make it look like the Chinese did it.
Right.
You can go after the Chinese and say, "Hey, these Chinese have attacked all of our elections. We need a mulligan."
If the
martial law.
Yeah. If the progressives take the House, can they block nominations?
No. No, the judgeship's going to go on. The only way would be to win the...
Don't vote. God damn it.
The only way would to be to win the win back the Senate, and that's like a 1-in-7 chance right now.
Yeah, when Trump...
Yes. But this might...
1-in-7?
This might galvanize. I mean, the numbers are there where 1-in-7 isn't zero. So
we got to vote. You should want revenge in
Trump
this election.
Was a 1 in 20.
We should see. Yes.
Let's remember.
Yeah.
Trump had a 1 in 20 chance of winning in some polls. So I 1 in 7. I think we should be optimistic about, right, and given the way the map is this time, because it's a bunch of Democrats defending in Trump states. It's just the way the map goes.
Right.
2020 is where the Republicans are fucked.
I hope so.
If I remember what people were saying about,
yeah,
that it's going to be the opposite in 2020. More Republicans will be up in non-Trump states.
So we're not hearing from Mueller anymore because he's doing that ethical thing where he doesn't want to influence the elections.
Right.
God, that's the dumbest shit I've ever
assume.
Is there any irony there that he doesn't want to influence the elections on an investigation that's about an election that was wrongly influenced? I mean, do we have to pretend to get fucked over and over again and take the motherfucking high road? I'm choking on it. I don't care.
I mean, we just need to think that maybe there really is a deep state.
Get mad.
That, we need to think that maybe there is a deep state that is of these professionals in the FBI or whatever. Because if Mueller is reporting back, hey, this shit that we're finding is real, Mueller has investigative power. So he might be, he has the full power of the FBI he can wield.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess he'd have to run it through Rosenstein, but
Trump has that judge.
What judge?
Kavanaugh.
Oh, well, yeah. If it got that far.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. I'm just blathering on.
Yeah.
With a fucking little fly flying around here. It must mean I'm a demon. According to Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
It's a demon, Obama.
It's Faithless Friday. That's right.
It is Faithless Friday.
So I put something up about Kavanaugh, like how ridiculous it is that some meme about how it's fucking insane that anybody nominated by this fucking president, you give him the time of day. So corrupt. This person commented and put some dumbass YouTube link about, you know, Pelosi and Chuck and their deep spots on this person's timeline on their fucking Facebook page. This whole theory about how Democrats are demonic. It's demonic forces attacking Kavanaugh shit.
Right.
Oh, God.
You
fuck
go.
You.
It's the demons.
People are so fucking stupid.
There was
so dumb.
Preacher that speaks in tongues here in Alabama. I didn't know it was originally from Pensacola.
Which one is
that
this
guy?
Is this
I'll learn his name soon. He's the newer guy, the guy went viral recently.
Viral.
But he was the one that was praying to protect Trump from witchcraft. And while he was doing that, he went into speaking tongues.
Ooh, yes.
In apparently the Holy Spirit was using a different dialect than the one that Kenneth Copeland, the drop that we have, the clip. People have sent him so much money.
It's insane.
He has 2 private planes.
God.
Just want to put that out there.
We need this country needs a revolution, man. This is fucked up.
But they put out a mashup video to make fun of the new dude. And on one of the comments I saw on Facebook on that Facebook page, it was somebody had said, "You just don't understand. There is a spiritual warfare going on in America right now.
Right.
You guys are mocking this right now, but there are people out there fighting on the front lines to save your souls."
Oh, God.
Like they're out there like it's Mordor.
Well,
and they're out there hobbiting it up and, yes, and casting their spells and right, Gandalfing and all kinds of shit.
Well,
and they're protecting from the evil anti-Christian orcs.
Yes.
Which I guess is us.
Oh, yes. Knock yourself out for my soul. Why don't you pray about it? Why don't you pray so hard you have a fucking aneurysm? Go fuck yourself. Go to Walmart, buy some Twinkies and shove them up your fucking ass. I'm so done. When are we going to be done catering to the dumbest fuckers on this fucking planet? Fuck you.
The comments were pretty funny. And then, which really made me feel good for humanity, that yes, person was soundly mocked in hundreds of comments after that.
God.
Of just these people are sick of these God botherers. This is backfiring on them. We've done the stories about how even their own kids are like, ooh, that's kind of crazy, and are backing away from religion in general, and especially evangelicalistic craziness.
You know, there's a part of that Michael Moore movie, if you don't mind me bringing this up, that sort of speaks to that. The beginning of the movie, he makes a point to say that America is a nation of hippies. We want gun control.
Yeah.
We want the right to do whatever women want to do with their fucking pussies. We want that.
T-shirt.
Yes. We want our environment to be protected. We want regulations on corporations. We want that. You know what I mean? We want socialism. We are not these people. We are not the people that elected that confirmed Brett Kavanaugh. Those are not us. We want gun control, but we don't have it. We don't get anything we want in this country.
Right, and the Electoral College bullshit shows that even more.
Absolutely.
How is that democracy? Look at us and they're like, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton had 65 million votes. Donald Trump had 63 million votes. Why did he win?
I mean, that really needs
it's
to
like
be...
Because the eight people in Montana mean more than 3 million of us voting in Los Angeles.
And so, to me, kind of, that's maybe what somebody needs to work on that. Because I know, I'm not saying don't vote. We all need to vote, right? We all need to participate. But we also need to understand that there are certain things in this country that make our vote kind of meaningless in certain ways. And that shit needs to stop. Because how can we expect all the non-voters to give a shit? I mean, we're kind of pretending, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we lived in Los Angeles and we always voted progressive. So what? So what? The state is going blue. It doesn't fucking matter. It's stupid. Why should we participate in such a sham? You know what I mean? It's a fucked up thing. It's got to be changed. Because it makes people cynical and makes people not give a fuck. And then we get Brett Kavanaugh.
It's Friday, everybody. I'm looking through trying to find a non-yelling story.
Are we on the air? Somebody said they can't hear us.
I'm trying to find a good... I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Trying to find a good story here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Faithless Friday. Top of the hour coming up. This is one of those good news, bad news, good news, bad news.
Yay!
I think it ends up as bad news story.
Close.
The Azusa Pacific University. I don't know. Have you heard of
that? California?
I think so.
Azusa. Azusa, California.
Yeah. Is in Azusa, California.
Yes.
It is a private evangelical university in I just heard my voice, so saying right. It's Friday. I think we're out. We're going.
Yeah, we are.
The university was founded in 1899.
Fuck you. Damn.
Average cost after aid, $27,000 a year in tuition. After aid.
In 1899?
No, now.
Oh, now. I was going to say, shit.
Anyway, they made some changes to their student handbook.
Yes.
And they amended their student conduct policy.
Uh-oh.
To allow same-sex relationships.
Oh, okay.
But as the people can never touch each other or get married. But they're okay.
Oh my God, you dumbasses.
With
in California?
Well, but it's a evangelical.
Why do we put up with this shit?
The old policy said heterosexuality is God's design for sexually intimate relationships.
God.
Marriage should only be between men and women. They demanded celibacy outside of marriage.
No, okay, sure. No one fucks anymore, okay? The fucking's done.
And they included homosexual acts on a list of forbidden behaviors along with incest and unnatural intercourse.
God damn. Hey, listen, guys. Do you realize what the minimum wage is? A lot of times, the only thing people can afford to do that's fun is fuck. I'm serious. And now you want to take that away. Oh, my God. Fuck off.
They narrowed down their biblical foundations from 8 to 6.
Oh, wow. What does that mean?
Apparently, the previous 8 was over foundational.
Okay.
So they were able to knock a couple down.
God, I don't understand that.
Apparently, the church will stand with only 6.
Okay.
The forbidden behaviors bit is gone altogether.
Oh, okay.
Other lines were merged or reworded. The disclaimer line for no longer includes the word sin, which means they're not completely condemning same-sex relationships.
Ooh, okay.
It says they've dropped the policy preventing students from engaging in romanticized same-sex relationships.
Oh, right. Okay. Why is there so much shit in the handbook about how and what to do with people you want to bang and shit like that? Like, why? Why is there so much? What the fuck?
One representative said, queer students are just as able to have romanticized relationships that abide by our rules.
God, what a wacko.
Well, I guess they're saying, look, we don't allow the same sex or the opposite sex couples to have sexual relationships on campus either.
Well, no.
It's a Christian.
Well.
So they're saying that they want, they're treating, I think it's. It's ridiculous.
They're saying,
but
you can't,
it's a tiny step forward for these tiny little minds,
right?
They're basically treating same-sex couples the same way they're treating straight couples,
yeah.
Because no parking for anybody,
right? Right. There's something about these religious types where it seems like when they're trying to explain themselves and you're talking to them, it's as if you're talking to a child. To a naive little child that's dumb or, you know, just not, it's not worldly at all. Hey, people want to fuck and they're going to fuck. I don't give a shit who they pray to. I don't care how religious they are. People are going to fuck. Okay.
Well, now they have, gone and, my fancy fashion consultant.
Oh, you're getting a call.
From Beverly Hills is calling me on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Remember I started getting those weird phone
calls
from
bizarre.
Some Beverly Hills fashion consultant who was like, I got a new line of suits for you that are just amazing. And
great.
I'm like, oh, spectacular.
Yay.
Yeah. They have now decided to amend the amendment.
Oh, okay.
And they just want to let everybody know that they hate the gay just as much as they always have. They want to just let everybody know that.
Did they get any public money or any tax dollars? These bastards.
Maybe some. Vomit. I would hope not.
Who the fuck cares? Grow up. What kind of university is this? You guys are idiots. Why are you so concerned?
They issued a statement. We reaffirm our responsibility to steward the Christ-centered mission of Azusa Pacific University.
Oh, God.
We commit the following to each member of the APU community and to all who share in the more than 2,000-year legacy of Christianity that forms our bedrock.
Ugh.
We must remain unequivocally biblical and orthodox in our evangelical Christian identity. The Bible serves as our anchor. We stand firm in our convictions, never willing to capitulate to outside pressures, be they legal, political, or social, let me add, or logical.
Yeah, the Bible's your
reasonable.
Anchor. Right. The Bible's your anchor. When you tie it around your neck and jump in a lake.
So they go on and on. Basically, they're saying, you know, we just want everybody to know that we still hate the gays.
Right. Listen.
Just in case you were confused for a minute.
I'm an idiot, ninny, hippie, liberal, and here's what I believe. I believe that human rights are vastly more important than your fucked up mental illness relationship with fucking Sky God. Sorry. Sorry if that makes me a bleeding heart liberal, but I don't give a fuck about your relationship with some science fiction bullshit Lord of the Rings cunt that's up in the sky flouncing about with a harp.
Well, keep it on your lawn.
Yeah, shut the fuck up about it. I'm tired of it.
If you want to do that, oh, that's fine. But don't make my tax dollars go to a school that teaches that science is wrong because of what's in your fucking book.
Yeah.
0.0 of my tax dollars should go for that.
I mean, how many years do we have to how long do we have to tolerate and be sensitive to their stupid fucking garbage beliefs? Hey, fuck it.
Adjust your volume, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because here's another one that is horrific. Fucking horrific. I'm going to yell. It's fucking
good.
Horrific.
Good. God damn it. We should all be angry as fuck today.
This is from the Daily Beast.
I've seen a lot of shit on there today that makes me want to throw my fucking computer chair through the goddamn window.
67 young boys have been named in court documents and were allegedly abused by more than 24 priests and brothers at the Provolo Institute, a school for the deaf.
Oh, my God!
In Italy.
When are we going to stand up to these fucking child raping fucking Catholics? When? When are we going to stand up for these kids getting molested by these bastards?
Here's a kid. This is horrific. Oh, I don't even know if I want to read this. They gave him the fake name Giuseppe. Here's one of the victims. His parents, he was born deaf and mute. His parents surrendered him to the church founded school. We'll take care of your kid's disability. Don't worry. We'll teach him.
Oh, my God, dude. Deaf kids.
When they call him Giuseppe. When Giuseppe was 11, a monk who worked at the institute as an educator started teaching, quote, special secret signs for things like masturbation, fellatio, penis, and anus. He's teaching them secret sign language signs, just between us.
This is
what anus is.
fuck these Catholics. Fuck these Catholics.
Then one day it became very clear when one of the priests made the secret sign for fellatio and we were alone. It followed, which was followed by him pushing his erect penis into the kid's mouth.
You know, when you hear these fucking, when you have a terrorist attack and it's ISIS or something, immediately people in America start screaming, Where's people from the Islamic faith speaking out? Why aren't they denouncing this terrorism? Where is the Catholic Church?
From that point on, Giuseppe testified through his interpreter, often using fast and somewhat violent sign language as tears ran down his face, that priests and brothers would give a sign to the young boys and take them to special rooms. Giuseppe says were used for timeout punishments. Wink, wink.
How many of these kids... And these kids live with this abuse, scarred, fucked up,
and
died.
Because everyone was deaf at the school, except for some of those that worked there.
Oh, my God.
No one could hear the screams of the young boys.
These priests, that I don't know, fuck them. Hey, and Pope, if you're listening, my God, fuck you. Fuck you.
On several occasions, he and others tried to write letters back home and tell them what was happening. Those letters were censored. by the school and never made it out.
And the Pope wants us to have quiet reflection. Quiet reflection? Shove it up your ass. The way those kids got fucking raped. Fuck you. God damn this Pope. This Pope gets a pass because people say he's a quote-unquote liberal and a good guy. Fuck him. Fuck the Catholic Church.
Well, that's one of the questions is what did he know about this?
He knew, right?
That was going on.
Didn't we know? Didn't we know that he knew stuff and he shuffled these kids around or these priests around? He's not speaking out enough. None of the, that church isn't. This is insane, dude.
Finally, some of them, in a pattern now familiar, some of the abusers were quietly shipped off to other places only to start their sexual assaults all over.
Oh, great. Lovely.
This is where Pope Francis might be involved. Giulietto Agnasco was one of the victims. Giulietta, this is a girl, was one of the victims at the Argentinian Provolo Institute.
And are these deaf kids or two?
Says she was first abused by Father Ricardo Jimenez, who worked at the institute. He first attacked her when she was 7 years old.
Oh, my God.
When they were in a tent being used as a confessional at a Catholic youth festival.
They got molested in the tent at some youth festival?
That was being used as a confessional. You can go in and confess your sins to the priest and apparently get diddled.
God, you know...
The abuse went on for 3 years before her parents found out and filed a complaint. The priest was transferred.
Oh, yes.
By the Archdiocese of Buenos Aires. At that time, the Archdiocese of Buenos Aires was under the direction of Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Oh, oui, oui.
Who is now known as Pope Francis.
If anybody...
So he was in charge
knows what
of the
Dexter's
Archdiocese.
Doing. Oh, yeah.
When they moved this fucking priest out. Ha, 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 ha. And moved him somewhere
Imagine
else.
Imagine this fucking Pope, this fucking asshole, has the nerve to stand up there and pretend like he's some sort of moral authority.
Yeah.
Like the Catholic Church, they want to tell people how to live. They can't get abortions, how to live their fucking life under this oppressive fucking religion. Meanwhile, institutional raping of deaf children, kids that are handicapped, that are disabled, they can't fucking hear. They're getting raped by priests. Fuck this. Oh, my fucking God. Send Dexter. Fuck this shit. Imagine. God.
Dexter.
I'm just thinking. God, imagine if it's your kid. How would you feel?
I can't imagine.
Pope, you dickhead. What if it was your kid? I mean, you know, I know you're not married and shit, but God.
You never know.
How would you feel? You feel enraged. You wouldn't be able to say what you'd want to do to those people that raped those kids.
Yeah.
Are these sociopaths or something? Do they not have feelings?
No.
It's a good time to be a rapist, by the way. You can get on the Supreme Court. You can be a priest. You can be all kinds of fucking things.
I mean, just when you think the stories can't get more horrific.
You can be a president?
You get a deaf... I mean, you get a deaf school. Kids being preyed upon at a deaf school.
If you're a molester, you can be in the GOP. You can have you can be the Speaker of the House. Apparently, you can be Jim Jordan. God, this is
as long as you're white.
Bad time, yeah. This is a bad time.
There is a guy suing who's trying to sue all the Catholic bishops, alleging a massive conspiracy that's going on.
For what? Like, what kind of conspiracy?
Of hiding all these.
Oh.
Playing hide the diddler.
Then like what?
Every single Catholic bishop in California was hit with a lawsuit alleging a massive conspiracy by church officials who want to cover up sexual abuse by clergymen.
God damn it. You know what I want? I want our government to roll the Navy SEALs into the Vatican City and occupy that motherfucker. Take all their shit. Give it to the victims. Liquidate Vatican City. Give the cash to these fucking victims. All the fucking opulence with the church, all the gold bullshit, all the fucking art that's in there. And meanwhile, these kids are getting fucking raped. Deaf kids?
You know why the whole, I read something recently, the whole, there's nowhere in the Bible that says that women can't be priestesses.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And in fact, in the some of the real early Christian sects, they think there were priestesses to Jesus. But that somewhere in the early Middle Ages, of course, the church started becoming like the royalty.
Right. Oh, yes.
So when you're the local priest or the local bishop or whatever, you're running that whole fucking town like it's,
yeah,
like it's your fiefdom. And then they would start getting married and there was no there were no rules against it. But then they would start trying to pass their priesthood down, yes, to their kids. And the church wanted control of that shit.
Right.
So it's about money.
So the church didn't want...
they didn't want property, kids to be... it to be like born into the priesthood.
Oh, I see, I see.
Of boys and girls.
Oh, wow.
And the girls were complicating things. So they said, you shouldn't be able to get married. That's how they'll control. That's how the church would control it more.
Yeah.
Property rights and family rights, well, and things like that.
Hey, however they did it was a colossal failure. I mean, you know, there's no way. I mean, God, how many stories do we do about this? How many stories where it's not like just one? It just uncovers 300 cases. It's just, it goes on and on and on.
And we're tip of the iceberg.
How?
We're tip of the iceberg.
How could there be more? I mean, well, we did
Ireland,
a story about
Spain, Italy.
What about Germany? What about Germany? We just did a story where like 3,000, there were 3,000 victims.
Part of Germany.
But what?
What's going on in Africa right now? The largest amount of Catholic growth.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is in Africa right now. So what is going on right now in Africa? What's going on in South America?
I think we all kind of need to wake up to the fact that our fucking planet, at least this country, God, we're just overran with rapists. It just feels like that. How many people came out against our president and he got elected? This SCOTUS guy, we know he's an abuser. We know he is. You got to believe this Christine Blasey Ford. And look at all these stories from the church.
And here's this loathsome... shit walrus.
The shit walrus?
this Catholic League asshole, Bill Donahue.
Is this a whole walrus made of fecal matter? Is that how this works? That is disturbing.
Probably. Like Jabba carved out of feces.
Yes.
Bill Donahue is the Catholic League guy. He's the guy who... it basically said,
oh, I remember
a little
this
while
guy.
Ago, he said, hey, at least they were teenagers when they got fucked by the priests. At least they weren't little kids.
You know,
at least they had some hair on them.
Yeah. A friend of mine, she went to Catholic school. And I think I've told the story before. And there was a kid in her class. It was molested by one of the priests and he ended up fucking killing himself. He grew up, you know what he did? He fucking killed himself. And nobody was there for him. You know what I mean? What is a life like that? Like, nobody's there to protect these fucking kids.
We had, in my parish, we had one of the top 10 diddlers in Chicago, I found out later, for a few years at the parish. I was, because... You know, I became enlightened in second or third grade, and I didn't believe in any of this shit anymore. I was just
what they said about your
cruising,
dog.
I was just cruising at the school.
Because what they said about your dog.
Veronica's asked the question about her dog.
Oh. Okay.
But I absolutely stayed away from all things religious. I wouldn't go to any of the masses or anything. The only time I told you there was a. Sometimes they had a payment system.
Yes.
Where you could. They called it mandatory offertory.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it was a payment system on your tuition.
Right.
My folks did that a couple of years. And then I would have to go to church. And I picked 4 o'clock mass on Saturday. I would go. There was a box in the front of the church.
Yes.
I would drop the envelope in. And I would go to Red's for a hot dog.
Yeah. Reds.
Reds was the local hot doggery.
And nobody gave a shit. They just want their fucking money.
Nobody cared.
And they want to rape.
My parents found out like sixth grade, I don't know, fifth grade, sixth grade. And my dad was like, do you want to go? I said, no. He said, okay.
No, I don't want to go.
We'll mail it.
Yeah, mail it. That way your kids are less exposed.
So, you know, they weren't really religiosity-ish. To me, folks. So, but there were two kids that were altar boys that all of a sudden, like sixth, seventh grade, turned into monsters.
Yeah.
And at one point, they broke in and destroyed the church. They were caught defacing, defiling, vandalizing the church. And now, later, it made sense to people that they had been diddled by Father Kassane. He's dead now. I'll name him. And that fucked them up, and that they were acting out on the physicality of the church because of the sexual abuse that they had been subject to. They were two altar boys whose personalities changed in an instant.
And what help did they get?
And they turned into miscreants.
And what help did they get? They can't tell anybody.
Kassane got shipped off to a different parish to go rediddle somewhere else.
See, that's why, to me,
that's 1,000 years ago.
To me, that is the injustice of the Kavanaugh vote. Do you know what I mean? Because this Christine Blasey Ford came forward and said, I was assaulted. And the country, our government said, who fucking cares? That's what that vote says. And those kids, who fucking cares? No one's looking out for those kids. No one's going after these Catholics.
Right. Right.
I mean, if we're going to have a society where we elect a rapist, 20 some odd women come forward and say, hey, Donald Trump did bad shit to me and we still elect him. If we're going to let even Roy Moore get close to being a senator and those kids are going to get molested and no one's, then we need Batman.
Yeah.
We need Batman then, because no one's protecting anyone.
That patriarchy.
Yeah.
On both sides. It's the male's in charge. Why can't there be women priests?
Yeah.
There are. And you guys have women ministers, right?
Yes, I think.
Are you going to hell?
Well, no one is. Really.
Well, right, but I mean,
unfortunately,
the Methodists don't believe that they're going to go to hell because you allow people that own vaginas to preside over your religious magic.
The Methodists are like Southern Baptists if they were stoned. They're like stoned Southern Baptists. They're very low key. They get
friend
to
of the show, a longtime friend of mine from Chicago. I had a cousin who was molested by a priest and committed suicide.
Oh, God.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Imagine what was going on in that kid's head that he fucking killed himself.
I actually think one of the two kids that I talked about committed suicide when he was in his 20s. He became a criminal. Like, I mean, he was in and out of jail his whole life after that. And I think he either OD'd or committed suicide.
I mean, just imagine the pain. I don't know what that's like. Imagine living with that pain and then not being able to tell anybody. I mean, that wasn't during a time when, I mean, man, how do you come forward against the guy that everybody says is your authority figure, your priest at your Catholic church, who supposedly is some conduit to bullshit sky god? You know, how do you say, oh, I was molested?
And you get sent there by dumb people who think, The priest is going to help your suffering.
Oh, yeah.
And alleviate your problems. And
right.
And it's just the opposite.
We got
it. It's like why marriage counseling. Yeah. Why would anyone go to a priest for marriage counseling? I don't get it.
I don't know. Why would anyone send their kid to fucking church knowing what you know? Yeah. I mean, my God, what if something happens and your kid has to wrestle with that?
Certainly not to... be an altar boy.
I mean,
or girl. I think they allow altar girls now.
Who the fuck would want
so they
let
can have a
kid...
larger buffet to choose from?
I mean, religion, this is how you think about religion. It's something to protect your children from. I explain it differently.
Yeah. I mean, they've never happened. It won't happen now. Sure, I hope. If I ever had kids, I would.
Of course, I wouldn't let them near that fucking church.
Well, no, I would. Expose them to religion if they wanted it, if they wanted to learn about it or whatever, but I would always offer my opinion about it and say, look, if you want, you know,
dude,
somehow you choose to believe, I don't get it. No, go ahead. But
you would not. There's no way you'd
send
your kid to
the Catholic
Church.
Well, of course not.
Those people are creepy. How many cases in Germany? 3,000? There's just so many.
My Catholic high school wasn't bad, though. I really have to say it wasn't. It wasn't indoctrinate-ish. Like, our religion classes for really 3 out of the 4 years were like sociology and psychology and things like that. And we had 1 year of Bible, I think.
I know one person that got fucking felt up by their creepy goddamn music director in this whacked out Southern Baptist church. And did anybody call the police on him? No, he got fired and sent somewhere else. That's it.
Don't get it.
Protect your kids. Don't send them to fucking church.
I don't get it. We have to find a something else, some other sense of community. That.
How about just community?
Right.
How about just going and hanging out? I don't fucking know.
Have some good music. Get together.
Do guys, good shit. You don't to get
pass
together.
Pass the hat and give it to people that actually are in need, not to legal fees to cover some diddler.
And maybe hang out with a bunch of people because you want to, not because you're afraid you're gonna fucking burn in some weird hell or some shit. Oh, God damn. These fucking Catholics.
Faithless Friday, everybody. You want to talk about the Baptist for a second?
Oh, yeah.
A guy named Paige Patterson.
Fuck you, boy.
Former leader of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge thing. Southern Baptist.
Is that a big deal?
Oh, it's huge. You go to these. It's in these big venues and. Everybody prays and carries on. Their eyes roll back in their head, and Jesus is like up everybody's dick hole. Yes.
He is a former Southern Baptist Convention leader. We may have talked about him once or twice here on the show before because he said some really horrific
really
shit.
Really fucked up shit.
Once he offered advice to women. Who were trapped in abusive marriages, telling them, just stay and pray.
Wait a second. Okay. Can I understand this? What is he in the Southern Baptist Convention? The leader?
He was the leader of the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, you don't know, but there's no way you'd know, but you can't really appreciate the power that guy had. I mean... The Southern Baptist Convention is, if I'm correct.
Is he like the Pope of the Southern Baptist?
Yes, it's like the umbrella that all these Southern Baptist churches live under. And there's always these youth retreats, Southern Baptist Convention, youth receipt. Yeah, and you go to one big fucking venue, right? And you stay in a mega church or something. There's a big, like, Christian rock concert and everybody from the Southern Baptist Convention talking.
Do you have a diddling booth like the Catholics do?
Oh.
A diddling tent?
Do I think that there's cases of... People,
oh, of course.
Yes,
of
absolutely,
course,
absolutely.
This is over at Patheos. In a separate sermon, Paige Patterson once made creepy sexual remarks about an underage girl. As president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary,
okay,
he once told an alleged rape victim to not talk to the police and that she should forgive the rapist.
Where's the logic in that?
It's biblical.
Oh, God.
Some of these assholes are saying you can't believe Blasey Ford because there's not two witnesses.
But it's not, you know, the thing is, okay, it's not a hearing, though. It's not a trial. It's a hearing.
For Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so like, that doesn't make sense, that argument, though.
Apparently,
it's from the Bible. It doesn't make fucking sense. Garbage.
Apparently, just last month, he fat shamed someone.
No, that's nice.
In his first two sermons, Patterson told the story of evangelizing a former church member's mother, whom he wanted to meet after being told she could whip him. Upon visiting
what?
Her for the I don't know. Upon what? Visiting her for the first time.
Whip?
His parishioner's mother didn't knock him out, but according to Patterson, she filled the door. After being invited into her house, he said, I was finally able to persuade her to convert to the Lord. When she came to his church for baptism, he said, they had to fill the baptistry only half filled.
Oh, because water displacement, I see. Why is
the crowd erupted with laughter? Oh, she's
not just fat. I mean, to tell you what, I think she pumped iron probably an hour or so a day.
I don't know what that means.
She lifted weights and muscles heavier than fat.
She literally could have played guard for the Green Bay Packers.
That, did you make up that last line?
No, I did not.
Hey, dickhead. You're a... Fuck him! Fuck you! Damn,
in the second sermon, he said, I'm all in favor of the Me Too movement when there is a guilty party. But by the same token, I have nothing good to say about a woman who falsely accuses a man. She runs the risk of ruining a life. She runs the risk of causing sorrow unknown when that person is, in fact, innocent.
This dickhead has tremendous influence over people. Yep. And it's sad. And that Southern Baptist Convention is huge. It's just full of kids. You can't. I don't know. Fuck this guy. You're a piece of shit. Paige, whatever the fuck you are. God, the world will be better.
They're pointing
years
out
later after some of these fuckers croak.
They're pointing out here outside of committing any acts of misconduct himself, he's basically a poster boy for how to do everything wrong when it comes to sexual harassment, responding to allegations of sexual abuse, about talking about and to women. So, of course, he has now been named.
Yes.
As he will be running a class in Christian ethics at Southern Evangelical Seminary.
Is that a college? Is that a college? I'm doing air quotes. Yeah. I'm literally breaking my fingers doing air quotes. Your seminary, fuck college. He's teaching a thing on ethics?
Ethics.
Oh, man. This Faithless Friday is pissing me the fuck off. If it's not one story, some woman's getting fat shamed, the baptism, the... Damn, it's Brett a baptism. Kavanaugh. It's a baptism. So she's buying into the Sky God shit, and it means something to her. And at that moment, this Paige dickhead is taking that moment.
Well, at a different time, he fat-shamed her.
But he made everyone in the room laugh at her.
Later.
She wasn't there?
No. He was relaying the story about how...
Oh, I see.
Some woman's mother said, I don't believe him. I'll whoop him.
He's a bully.
And he showed up at her house, and she filled the door, and I converted her. She showed up at my church. I could only fill the baptism half full because she...
All these people are
out of water.
Fucking bullies, man. They're all bullies. So Kavanaugh's a bully.
Baptists are obviously dunkers.
Yes.
Well, dunkers. Yeah,
they are.
If she had to...
And those idiots, it matters to them. You know, the Baptists dunk, the Methodists don't. So guess who's burning in hell? It's all stupid.
Good news?
I'm sorry. These religious fucks are bullies. These priests molest are bullies. Kavanaugh is a bully. Yeah. Trump is a bully.
Yeah.
What do you do with bullies? You don't fucking suffer them.
Right.
You fight back, and you don't vote yes on their fucking nominees, you fucking Joe Manchin. That's not how you deal with a bully, you fuck. God, go to the next story. I can't.
Thank you.
Fuck you, Joe.
Move on to the next story.
Traitor. Apologize to your fucking wife.
The Washington Times.
That's some right-wing nut job lunacy, right?
Yeah, owned by Moonies.
Okay.
Reverend Sun Young Moon, some weird cult.
Oh, it is. They're in goddamn Chicago. What are they?
They're big.
The Moony Bible Institute, right?
Moody.
The Moody. That's
Bible
different.
Institute,
okay.
I believe is different. I think those are evangelicals.
I got my loons mixed up.
But the Washington Times, after years now, after 2 years, is finally printing a retraction and deleting a story of theirs. The Washington Times, the newspaper, spread rumors not only about the death of Seth Rich, but also had one point, I never knew this, accused his brother, Aaron, of somehow being involved.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely. This is the Washington Times.
They apologized for a since-deleted article that falsely stated that Seth Rich and his brother Aaron received money from WikiLeaks for DNC emails, and then Seth was summarily executed somewhere late in the wee hours of Washington, D.C.
What do you think it's like to lose someone close to you and they're young and they weren't supposed to be dead yet and something happened and all of a sudden these fucking lunatics.
Alex Jones.
I mean, God.
Is talking about your son. Seth Rich was murdered in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Washington, D.C. in July 2016. What appears to be a botched robbery. He had worked with the DNC as the director of voter expansion data.
Okay.
And amid the leaked DNC emails during the 2016 election, his death became a source of conspiracy theories across right-wing media, including Fox News.
Oh, and yeah. You remember Hannity.
Fox News.
Hannity.
But you remember all of Fox News kind of ran with it except for Seth. Or right. Shep.
Shep.
And then, and maybe Chris Wallace.
Hey, Shep, and, what, you got to quit Fox.
But they, then Fox issued a retraction. Regular Fox. One of the, you know, the, I'm sure they buried it some weird time in the morning. And, but then they let Hannity run with it. And he was still going at night with
but then the,
Hillary killed Seth Rich.
The quote unquote hard news at Fox. They weren't running it.
In the morning, they, they're saying, yeah. It's a totally fake story. We're sorry we mentioned that on the news. And at, that night, Hannity is like, Hillary killed Seth Rich.
I mean, you can have, I don't know, you can have views on news stations that are different, right? I mean, people can have differing views on shit, but like, not like if somebody, how somebody was murdered. I
well,
mean,
you're hurting people. You're hurting people.
And it's and the baseless.
Parents, the parents even asked, just don't. Just please stop. Please
and
there, stop.
And there's no, it's, just so I understand, there's no evidence. It's
the first,
baseless.
Correct. It's the first big legal win for the Rich family as they continue to fight back against the false allegations
yes.
that Rich was the source of the DNC emails WikiLeaks
right.
shared. It was the Russians. We know now where it came from.
Right. Oh, yeah, we know that. So why is this theory still being floated? Just because
the
it doesn't matter?
Here's a synopsis. The Seth Rich theory, in short, alleges that Seth Rich was a supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, and he released the DNC emails after Sanders lost the nomination.
Okay.
The theory gained a massive following among many on the right, including Fox News' Sean Hannity.
God, big fat fucking ham face.
Even after Rich's parents wrote a Washington Post opinion piece,
yeah.
sharing their ordeal and asking for the rumor mongering to stop.
What happened to Sean's neck? Did he lose it or misplace it? Where's your neck, dickhead?
So the Washington Times, founded by the Reverend Sung Young Moon,
okay,
is known for producing conservative journalists and publishing articles that promote white nationalism and rumor mongering about President Obama.
That's what you're known for?
They took part in spreading falsehoods about the Riches.
How do these people exist? Are you just wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, you know what? I'm a big piece of shit and I'm going to really own it. I'm going to own my shitdom today.
So they're part of these lawsuits. And on Monday they issued a retraction of an article that was titled More Cover-Up Questions. The Curious Murder of Seth Rich God. Poses questions that just won't stay under the official rug.
Did you make that up?
No, that's a quote.
The official rug.
That's a quote from the Washington Times.
Shit, who?
You guys retracted that one.
Oh, okay. You retract it. It's still like.
That story had argued that Seth Rich's death had the earmarks of a targeted hit job.
Oh, yeah.
Falsely stated that he and his brother, Aaron, were paid by WikiLeaks for DNC emails. There's zero evidence of that.
I mean.
Zero.
They're getting the shit sued out of them, right?
Well, yeah, that's why they printed this retraction.
Good.
They did try to say it's an op-ed. The Washington Times published an op-ed column titled More Cover-Up Questions.
But what is an op-ed? It's an opinion piece, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's...
But you can't...
Real... Journalistic endeavors have standards of what they'll even put on their op-ed.
And if
pieces.
Your opinion is that,
if
Seth
your opinion
Rich,
is that supply side economics works and it's the best way to go, There's, you could argue for that on Rob Page. Right. If your opinion is that Hillary had Seth Rich killed,
yes,
because he sold the emails to WikiLeaks,
right?
There's zero evidence for that. You can't. That's the problem. That's what we've been screaming about for years. Is Fox News,
yeah,
puts people like this on and as fair and balanced,
legitimizes these motherfuckers.
When it's not balanced,
it makes them look normal.
Right. Right. As an equal and opposite side. Well, you got to hear all the sides.
Oh, yeah, my opinion.
No, you fucking don't.
Well, my opinion is that Paul Podesta lunches on cum lasagna and then goes to Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
You shared a great meme. The same people who believe that Hillary Clinton ran a child pedo ring out of a pizza parlor now disbelieve
right
a woman who has evidence and disbelieve all these people.
I don't know how we're supposed to feel about our government except rage.
Yeah.
Just rage.
November.
Get mad. Don't make yourself feel better. Don't feel good right now. Feel bad.
32 days, I believe. Get out and fucking vote, y'all.
Yes. You should feel ill at ease. Should be something in your stomach, maybe your neck. Maybe you feel the vein in your head kind of pulsing or something. You should be pissed the fuck off. This fucking Kavanaugh is a fucking rapist, and he's on SCOTUS till he croaks.
Long time. Or gets impeached.
He's in his 40s, this fuck. I like beer.
I like beer. You like beer?
God, I wish we had Matt Damon as a SCOTUS. I mean, can't we switch him out? He looks just like Kavanaugh. He's got the mannerisms down, except maybe he wouldn't be so hateful.
People are pissed at Melania.
Okay. What'd she do?
Well, the outfit she decided to wear.
God, again.
At one point.
Again.
Is rather colonial. Problem.
Does it have a big swastika on the lapel?
Colonial, a little colonial. They're calling it out of Africa.
You got the picture right there?
What? Yeah, yeah. Out of Africa. Ask. It's the white pith helmet with the white linen, you know, the white Buana saving the black people from their ignorance.
Why not a Klan hood? Why not that? Why not that?
Melania embarked on her first solo trip as First Lady this week. Her first in 2 years. You know how many times Donald Trump has visited the troops overseas, Ryan?
Zero.
0.0.
Well, I mean, how many times has he been golfing? 3 million.
Oh, I'm sure he's...
God.
You think he's FaceTiming with him between the ninth and tenth hole?
He's the only president that during his reign of dictum, his golf game has probably improved.
Oh, yeah.
He's a better golfer.
I will never golf. I'll be too busy working.
Didn't you guys lose your shit when George Bush Sr. said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then there were taxes?
Yeah.
Trump
screamed. He lost the next election to Bubba.
Trump screamed at the top of his lungs that he wouldn't golf, that he'd no more golfing, he'd be too busy.
I'll never leave the White House.
He even said, remember when he said if Bernie Sanders gets elected, he's going to take golf away?
He's going to outlaw golf.
He's going to outlaw golf.
Just like Beto O'Rourke's going to outlaw barbecue in Texas.
Oh, you conservatives, you're just all so stupid and racist, and I just hate you so much. I hate you.
Melania went on a 5-day tour of Ghana, Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt.
In my little pith helmet.
That'd be a cool trip.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to go to Egypt. Dude, I think that would be cool.
She looks like, you know what she looks like? She
I
looks
should
like,
have that time I was drunk in Spain.
Oh, yeah, you should have went there, man.
I almost went.
She looks like somebody that goes to Paris and buys a fucking beret like their Chevy Chase and European vacation. That's what she looks like.
It's also an opportunity for her to promote her Be Best campaign. I'm sorry.
What the fuck is Be Best?
Focuses on children's health and well-being. It's a noble cause. It's
better than Nancy Reagan's say no to fucking drugs.
I don't know if English is not your first language.
Be Best!
If you would choose a slogan that really highlights the fact that English is not your first language.
But you don't need a slogan, Melania. You're not fucking doing anything. What do you need a slogan?
Her visit has included visits to children's hospitals, schools. She had tea with foreign first ladies, photo op at a sanctuary for orphaned baby elephants.
Okay, elephants?
Throughout the week, many of her outfits have featured muted fabrics.
Okay.
And large utilitarian pockets, best described as a cross between safari chic and colonialist.
I just like somebody, but what is it like to be a fashion writer? Do you look at pockets, you're like, how do I describe those? Utilitarian? They're pockets, dumbass. You utilize them, right? You put shit in them.
Yeah, they're not decorative. They're actual pockets that you can put shit in.
What kind of news is that? Oh, our first lady's wearing actual pockets. Who gives a fuck?
During her highly photographed Kenyan safari, she was photographed wearing an out of Africa-esque getup.
That's funny.
With calf-high safari boots and a pith helmet.
She looks ridiculous.
Which, as the Guardian explained, were worn by the European explorers and colonial administrators in Africa.
That's how tone-deaf these
are. And have long endured a long-standing symbol as a symbol of European colonial rule on the continent.
That's how racist she is.
But that's the kind of thing that you have a staff for.
No, listen.
I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know not to. I wouldn't know don't put on the pith helmet because you look like a white Bwana. But I would have people that would know that.
You would know. You looked at her and the first thing you said, you look like white Bwana. Quit. Listen, you are lessening this. You're lessening this. It's shittier than you think.
It probably
is. She is a racist.
I'm trying to give somebody the benefit of the doubt somewhere.
Fuck that. Listen to me. They don't get the benefit of the doubt. They're Nazis. Fuck them. Melania knew. She knows. You're right. She's wearing the uniform of the imperialists. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. Quit giving these people the benefit of the motherfucking doubt. They don't deserve it.
God, it's, you know, it's an interesting photo of her walking with those knee-high leather boots and
the whole
Bwana outfit. Surrounded by a bunch of little black kids.
It's a choice,
it's
dude.
Really.
It's a choice, yeah, and she meant it. Yeah. And she wore that jacket that said, I don't give a fuck, or whatever the fuck that said. And that was a choice.
Some
and she
people
fucking
think
meant
that
it.
Was for him. But
I don't care what they think. They're wrong. We're right. She's a fucking racist, and so's her fucking husband.
I haven't rang in with an opinion yet. I don't know.
Oh, God, that outfit. You're right, dude. You looked at it, and the first thing you said was white Bwana.
Yeah, yeah. It's the vibe.
If you were president and we're going to Africa and I hand you a pith helmet, and are you gonna say something?
Probably, yeah.
Are you gonna say something? You're not gonna wear it. This is ridiculous. She wants to look like that. She wants to look like
this
that.
This is, yeah, this is head give off a I think I should still own you vibe.
She's a model. She's a model.
Let's not
pretend she doesn't understand fashion. That's crazy. She knew this is a choice. She knew.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
her.
True. Yeah.
She knows fashion. Walking around, be best. Go fuck yourself.
Bad news?
Yeah, man. Bring it. Let's get angry.
This one, I just don't know how this. I don't know how this works.
We need some indictments. Like my mom says every day, where's the indictments? I don't fucking know. We need some.
There was a federal lawsuit filed. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus!
Against the United States last year.
Okay.
A 48-year-old woman named Olga Pauli Perrier Bilbo.
Okay. Olga Pauli.
P-A-U-L-E, Pauli. Perrier, like the water, hyphen Bilbo.
Like Baggins?
As in Baggins. Olga Pauli Perrier Bilbo.
From the Shire.
Where is French?
Okay.
has lived in Massachusetts since 2000.
Oui.
Wanted to become an official U.S. citizen. Her application was approved.
Right.
But there was one thing standing in her way.
Yes.
She said she couldn't, in good conscience, take the oath because the official oath to become a citizen says, so help me God, at the end of it.
Why
and
would
she
it say that?
Is an atheist.
Yeah. Why does it say, still help me, Aquaman?
One would think this would be a no-brainer.
Of course.
But she lost in court.
What? In our is this our country?
Well, it used to be.
Good God.
She said, I can't say that.
It doesn't exist.
The government said, well, you've got two alternatives.
Yes.
You can say the oath, but just remain silent during the so help me God part. Or take a modified version of the oath.
Okay.
That didn't include the religious phrase at all. Which is separate but equal.
Absolutely.
That's bullshit.
I shouldn't have to ask for the modified oath. That should be the oath. Modified. No. Your oath where you mention fake bullshit sky god, I'd call that modified.
Well, right. And especially for naturalization, when you're going to have people who are not Christian.
Right.
She said neither option was acceptable to her because the first still included the religious phrase, even though she was just going to go during it.
That's the ridiculous shit ever.
And the second took, well, like I just said, separate but equal approach.
This is our country.
Right.
This is our fucking country. When are we going to grow the fuck up, man? What the fuck? I don't want to. Why do we need God in this?
Her lawyer said this is unfair, demeaning, improper. Yes. Plaintiff is unwilling to start her new life as an American citizen in some second class status solely because she chooses to follow her religious precepts.
Yes.
She demands the right to experience the elation, the pride, the sense of camaraderie, and the sense of belonging. Because it's a whole room full of people that take the oath at the same exact time. They're telling her, stand there and go, when everyone else is saying, under God or whatever. Bullshit.
Hey, and Sky God Dick Fucks, the reason your way of life isn't under attack is because you have a seat at the table. And this person doesn't. She doesn't. She has to say a modified oath. You don't have to do that. That's crap.
So they're basically saying she wasn't her. It wasn't. It's not a unreasonable burden on her to just not say it. Is what the judge ended up saying.
But why? To me, where's the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ACLU or something? I mean, goddamn, what the fuck?
U.S. District Judge William Young ruled is the phrase, so help me God, a violation of the Establishment Clause? No. It's ceremonial and well-established tradition, he said. That's the argument from tradition, which is bullshit. Slavery was tradition, you fuck.
But like, how can you even...
It's
so help me
it's
God.
It's a foundationless argument.
How does it punctuate? So help me, comma God. So help me,
God.
So help me, God. So help me something that doesn't exist. Why are we bananas? Why are we mentally ill with this shit? Come on, guys.
And the judge said government was was not compelling her to violate her religious beliefs because they offered reasonable alternatives. But the second one is a no-brainer, totally, because you can't say, well, if you won't cast the magic spell, we'll put you over in that other room with the other disbelievers who won't cast the magic spell. That's separate but equal. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
it is. 0% chance of that one working. Stand there and don't mention it. Don't say it while the others are all saying it. That makes you feel inclusive?
That's the opposite.
That makes you feel like you're joining
a country
that values your citizenship?
Your country says that when something goes against your beliefs, you stand there with your mouth shut.
Right.
That's your option.
There should be no under God. If they want to say under God or whatever, and so help me God, go ahead. Nobody's stopping you, boo-boo.
And God, if you exist, I'm holding you. You're on notice. This is your fault. All those kids got, those deaf kids got raped.
And
it's
you don't
fault.
Have to. Right. Yeah. And you don't have to swear in on anything on the Bible.
Right.
You can, if you're running for office, if you're testifying in court, you can say, I'm an atheist. I'm not swearing to God. I'm not swearing on your Bible.
When are we done kowtowing to these religious cuckoos? You cuckoo. You're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You're asking people to, so help me God. Who am I talking to, motherfuckers? Who's up there? Grow the fuck up. Are you on LSD? I mean, really?
I guess she's going to appeal, so right now she's still not a citizen.
Wow. How's that fair? How's that just?
Because she's I don't know, is this irony? Sticking up for her constitutional rights.
Yeah. And meanwhile, this Trumpster
cannot be religiosity
is appointing these lunatic fundamentalist evangelicals to different judgeships. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Just fucking this country up.
Real quick, before we go, congratulations to Pat Robertson.
Yes. Still alive.
The Christian Broadcasting Network has now gone 24/7.
Oh, great.
With a 24-hour news network all to their own.
When does... Are you sure he's alive? Are you sure?
It depends on your definition of life.
Yeah.
Pat Robertson, this is at... LGBTQNation.com.
Right.
The founder and chairman of CBN, Pat Robertson, has a long history of anti-LGBTQ statements, including calling transgender people frauds.
Yeah, and he wants you to fuck your cousin, by the way, right?
He also suggested that in the wake of the Pulse nightclub massacre that, quote, the best thing to do is sit on the sidelines and let the Muslims and the gays kill themselves.
I remember that.
He established the CBN in Virginia Beach, Virginia in 1960, turned it into a Christian media empire.
Blah.
Also used his leverage from the network and his own CBN University to fuel his 1988 presidential run, put a defibrillator into me. It woke me up at the time that politics existed, because I was like, wait, Pat Robertson came in second in Iowa? What?
Shouldn't it be illegal that dickheads like that can start universities? Doesn't that scare you?
I mean, they shouldn't be accredited. Do you? I mean, I mean,
it doesn't matter. It still means, even
I
if
guess
it's not
some
accredited,
things you can be treated.
Still
teach,
means, but still means that a bunch of kids are going to go there and learn a bunch of crap that's going to make them nuts.
The new network, the lineup includes Faith Nation, a program focusing on U.S. politics. And Jerusalem Dateline.
Oh, shit.
Presenting news and information from Israel.
Yay.
Other programs focus on people such as Kim Davis, who infamously refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
I remember her. Didn't somebody run against her for that spot?
He didn't win the primary.
Oh, God.
Unlike their competitors in 24-hour cable news, CBN is broadcasting to local markets and intends to be largely financed through donations versus advertisement.
Quit! I'm begging you, if you're listening to this podcast and you give Pat Robertson money, please stop.
Oh, please stop.
Please stop. You're hurting us.
One time messaged us, we were talking about Billy Graham. It's when he went belly up. And,
yeah.
And that her, at the time, grandmother or something like that, was literally sending like half of her social security money and barely eating, trying to figure out how to eat and pay her bills so that she could send half of her money to Billy Graham, because he told her to, and that she'll go to heaven if she does.
These guys have a jet, right? They have jets. Private jets.
These new ones, yeah.
Fuck,
we gotta get the fuck out of here and cool down.
Fuck the Catholics.
Etc. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a good time.
Right.
As Trump would say during a hurricane.
Fuck the GOP.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, or Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, your favorite application, and then crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon here in Pensacola, actually. Go find out where and when to his Twitter feed or his Instagram, which is RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. Back to the hellscape on Monday.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.